Huh?
And when he played, and what he got on there, it wasn't a great tune. I don't know. Yeah, I got a lot of tunes. My brother didn't look for it. He got a lot of records done. I lost all the 95 slug where he stayed up there. I never got them all. One got me traded 4 feet, and he had them stacked under there.
Oh, man. Ruin
them? Yeah, and somebody took them. I got along the covers. The limits never got the record. Somebody bought it, and one of my teeth got old in the room.
All filled records, probably.
Yeah, all filled records. That's what he wanted.
Yeah.
He had an awful lot of Canadian tune players. A lot of them out through the West, out in Montana. All through out there. He was that far out there, been long, but it didn't.
Uh-uh.
He was an Indian player.
From out West?
From out, I said his name, Montana. I was, he's originally from Texas, but he moved out there and had a movie. He was a shop fly. Billings, Montana.
Uh-huh.
I got a record, I had two, because I've always got the one record. Somebody borrowed it, never bought it back to a record. He played a lot of Walt Disney. Several tunes. I liked it, played real well. And the problem name of Allen, Harold Allen, I knew he was. You hear him?
Uh-huh.
And another fellow had a kind of a funny name. And wound up a couple of Z's. Yeah. And now he had twin fiddles. And I can't find that record anymore. I don't know where it's at.
Creek.
not much of a singer. I used to play a lot.
Play that for dances?
Oh, I don't think I'm one that much of a dance. Be good. You've got to learn to call figures right. You get them to the figure. You play that there,
Now I can't even go to Martin Lake. You play the Martin Wolf?
Martin?
Martin Wolf. You come to Dawson D. Go to F sharp and G neither.
Oh, you hear it, then it goes in A.
Thing down there, Gaylax, Virginia?
Not in a long time.
They're still have it, I wonder.
Yeah. They have one in Mount Airy, North Carolina.
That's a pretty big one, eh?
Mount Airy's not too big. Gaylax is way too big.
Oh, way too big. Well, you know, our old singer, mandolin player, Bill Monroe, I guess he's out of it.
He's in a nursing home now.
Bill Monroe is?
Oh, yeah, he's been in there for 6 months.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You don't get to fish your radio station, do you?
No.
It comes in good here. We got a fire up there with him, Denny Lee. He lives in Elkins, but he comes down there on Saturday at 5:30 of Saturday evening. He runs up to 12 o'clock and then he shuts off. But he plays some awful good music, old time music. And he, I don't know what kind of fire he is on. He just says he calls people up and they call him up about storm and about the weather and how it is up there and what's the degree. And up, way up, smoke holes and holes to Romney and the Junction and every place. And then he has that trivia and then he gets people to guess what that is, you know. And that's a good time. He's a good talker and he's evidently been some kind of a musician around Nashville years ago. I've heard him say a couple of times, he don't say nothing bad. He said, I used to play with Ernest Tubb then. But he said, Ernest could never afford me. And that's the way he put it. I don't know where he didn't pay him or he wanted too much money. He said, Ernest could never afford to have me in his band. Now, he played with Jimmy Dean and Roy Clark and them fellas. I guess his guitar. But anyway, these folks are singing, they seem like you know them, and he'll cut in and sing along with them, funny folks on the radio section, said, now I'm all out of breath. He's singing.
Just sing right along.
Yeah, but he's a comic, what I mean, the people that like the way he is, he's down to earth about it. He just talks right. Like you and me sitting here at all.
That's good.
And talk to these people up there, and them people about the store, said, I stopped in there, but how's that old fella doing now? He got an old girl he talked to.
Well, when's this show on?
It comes on 5:30 and goes to 12.
Every night?
On Saturday night.
On a Saturday?
He got a farm up there. Elkins got a little farm, black cattle. And he said he just kind of, I guess after quit the radio business, and he just kind of took up a little, he'd done too much talking. I guess he let him take it from that time up. Said it's a nice source of work for Willard Earl and everybody up there. Said this is nice. He said you couldn't find another nice set of people at radio station. They had a feature. They're always like brother and sister. Want to turn over backwards? The other fire sick. He works a shift. He don't care if he worked 2 days. He'll work it for us.
That's good.
I guess he has to get his money for it, but that's just the way they work. I've known Willard Earl for a long time.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm riding through here on the way to Elkins, I'll listen to that Fisher station.
You have to watch it. They're getting into the new announcer. Now, one announcer had up for Biddy Allen, they call it. Now, he had a heart attack and died along there about a month or two ago. He's a good talker. He flew an airplane on high. But they got a girl up there. My Lord, she is living. Them wouldn't like to talk anyhow. Kathy Roball. And she can spit the word out. She's a good talker. She read the news. She gives a bit of her. She's a good talker. She talks a little bit, maybe too much. They never say nothing to her about her. Just let her go ahead. All right, now, do you just want to go on tackle?
What was that tune you just played?
Oh, Kansas City Railroad Blues.
Kansas City Railroad Blues.
grind plate, you got an awful swing to it. You had the banjo and just rattle on that. Maybe don't play it all the time. But he got sort of a bluegrass swing to his bow. And I don't know what that is about that. It's different. Now, all you boys, I call you boys, and y'all boys to me, all you boys, bow fiddle exactly alike. You ever notice that? You and Jerry, Bill Walligan, Bob the Opener, you first, I don't know what you learned, maybe come up in your style. But you all have the same. You bow like picking a mandolin. Mm-hmm. That's good. It's a good time. I like to hear it. Mm-hmm. But back in my day, they didn't bow fiddle that way. Now, that's not maybe might be bad. It might be good.
Uh-huh.
But it was different. You played more of a long bow.
Right.
So this is I. Well, there's a fella come in here from over Summersville the other week. Sure, I can't think of his last name. Sounds like maybe Italian name. He wants to play and he wants to hear me play. And I hear him just simply started. Margaret, she's sitting there, she's half asleep all the time, she wasn't feeling good. Next morning, she told me, says, he played a fiddle just like Jerry plays a fiddle in the bow, don't he? I said, yes, same thing, they all got the same bow.
Uh-huh.
It's good bow, I like to hear the fiddle the way you first played it. But she noticed it didn't play like I played the bow. Uh-huh. And the old time fellas, they played the longer bow, I don't know what you call it. Bill Wellington, he had the name of Down East Bow or something, I don't know what he called it. But I don't know what it is, I just play different from what he does.
Right. Oh, play that, we got this thing running, that Black Velvet Waltz again. Thank you.
for a tune to play two fiddles on.
Uh-huh. Our friend Don plays that tune.
Who?
Don Firth.
Oh, yeah. I picked him up from your name.
Name?
He lived out with me.
Oh, yeah.
Did he say it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he gives you full credit.
Huh?
He gives you full credit for it.
I'm glad he did. I'm not the main fiddle player. But he'd come over and meet us, you know, and play and eat dinner. And we'd play music with him and that boy, Alan. You ever meet Alan?
Yes.
Oh, and she'd cook up a big meal and she'd be cooking, we'd be a playing. And Alan, he'd want me to play some old time stuff, old King's Head and stuff like that. And then Don, he'd say, "Hitter, can you play?" So and so, I'd say, "I'll play it the way I played it. I don't know if you know, I play it." And he liked that waltz, and he played that, and he liked that there Lake on the Mountain. I think he plays it. But I got a letter from him here a long month or so ago. He wrote it to me, and he said, "I seen Jerry had sent him some literature, I guess about the Upper Elkins."
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he'd been coming down there to that there class. He said, "Jerry told me he had a tape that you made." He said, "I ordered two, one for me and one for the boy." He said, "It was great." That's what he said. "Do you ever read any of his letters?"
Uh-huh.
"Hey, boy, he writes funny like, don't he? He's a good writer. He words it different, maybe because of where he's at up in there."
Uh-huh.
He just don't finish out the sentence. It's like Zag Pinnell talking. Just like I say, some of you think he's going to say another word, but stop right then.
Who's Zag?
Zag the first announced up the fishing.
Oh.
He's old man that's been up there for 40 years. He ain't got much voice, but he's out in Missouri. That's where he come from. Zag Pinnell.
Uh-huh.
I first heard him go around. He went down this part of the country and went over to Harrisonburg. He was over there to Lee Moore for a while, and then he went down to Richmond, about down there with a bunch of cards and played. Oh, what was that name? That girl played the accordion, Sunshine Sue, and Zebby Mapis, and all them first. And then the next thing I heard when they opened this radio station up the Fisher, one time I heard his voice is about like mine. I heard that strange voice, and after he got through giving the news something, he said, "Zag Pinnell." I knew then who he was. And then he got a first moment of sort of sang with him called Jolly Joe Parrish. Played the mandolin and they sang duets.
Mm-hmm.
And they made first of the parrot and didn't do bad. But the guy got too old for that stuff. But he sings commercial. Sings for A.J. Lubbock's automobile, mix these things up and get the words together. Go on down to old Moorfield and deal with old Fire and old Putt Evans. He gets that stuff together and makes you laugh. Listen, I've got a tune, a natural tune or something.
Right.
I reckon you have to pay for them. I don't know. Didn't Bill White one time make some
did a couple of commercials for his, I forget, they were a tire company, a battery company or something.
Yeah.
He made up some songs.
You tell me what you want me to play now.
Tell you what I want you to play.
Yeah.
You play any Hell Amongst the Yearlings?
Yeah, I'll play it maybe a little different than what you know, but I'll play it for you. Thank you. going in there.
You have a lot of that. You're keeping right up with it too.
You play the, I told you the other time I played for you, but I don't know where you take it. The waltz quadrille?
I think, play that for me.
Well, I better explain to the court how it goes.
Yeah, if you need any help for it.
See, I'm going to play in D code. D, F sharp, then G.
Is it?
Then right back over A again, I think, something like that.
Okay, I'll look for that.
Now that don't come to the first part, that comes to the second part.
Okay. It reminds me of that Texas Quick Step.
Yeah,
that
something like part. The old Homestead. I did play a tune, I can't think of the city. Reagan's Reel.
told him to.
Can't remember?
No, I can't. I don't remember, I think. Section of place they call Anchorman.
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's all kinds of a place in Peru. You've heard of that, have you?
I've heard of that.
Well, you want me to play a little bit about David. How you tell me about that, David? Tell me your story again.
What story?
A story about David Jones.
Oh, David Jones.
You said something.
Is it called David Jones or?
David Jones is all I heard it called. It's evidently come from that outfit.
The other part does remind you something?
Yeah, I think it reminds me a little bit of the crooked stovepipe. You got that kind of crooked stovepipe.
Did we do that one?
We did. I can do it again, though.
You do her again.
I'm glad you're doing it again. Thank you.
Stovepipe. Yeah, I recognize it.
That's a Canadian tune, you know.